and great conversation. A Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Another winter storm moving across the country. It's been such a busy season. ABC's Andrew Dimbert says there's a growing concern about a shortage of salt to treat the roads.
New York's governor declaring an emergency over the lack of rock salt. Some crews now mixing what's left of their supply with sand. Why the shortage? One factor is production was cut back during previously mild winters. But this has been one of the snowiest seasons in years. One town in upstate New York is buried under more than 300 inches.
There is a winter storm warning up today from Memphis through Norfolk, Virginia, parts of the Upper Plains experiencing excessively cold temperatures. Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky says President Trump is living in a Russian disinformation space. Trump suggesting that Kyiv is to blame for the war and that Zelensky's approval rating stands at 4%. Illinois Governor J.D. Pritzker, the latest to suggest a statewide cell phone ban in public school classrooms. He is citing student achievement and mental health. This is ABC News. A flare-up had firefighters returning to the scene of a massive fire at a suburban Philadelphia aerospace plant. Edge Hill Fire Chief Tom McEnany says the cause will not be known until it's safe for inspectors to get inside the facility.
The fire marshal's office has been in contact with the ATF, and the ATF has boots on the ground.
An Oscar winner says her children's book has been banned.
Julianne Moore told children at the 2012 White House Easter egg roll that her children's book, Freckleface Strawberry, about a girl with red hair and freckles, was partly autobiographical. It was her childhood nickname.
I thought that name was really embarrassing when I was seven. Now I don't care so much.
Moore shared on Instagram that it was a, quote, great shock to learn her book was banned from Department of Defense-run schools. A department spokesman told the Washington Post these books are being reviewed pursuant to President Trump's executive orders. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Julianne Moore says she grew up on military installations. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Hey, it's Brian from Heights Pub and Parlor, 217 North Washington Street in Green Bay.
And I'm Ashley. Get your happy hour on every Monday through Thursday, 2 to 6 p.m. with $4 rail mixers and drafts and $3 bottled beers.
Plus, we've upgraded our kitchen. We now use lard in our fryers for healthier, tastier food. Check out our prime Angus burgers, pressed paninis, and our fresh walleye.
Hosting a party? Book our second floor parlor with a third level loft. They're perfect for get-togethers.
Heights Pub and Parlor, online at heightsgb.com or follow us on Facebook.
Hey, it's Amanda with another new WISCO 411. And the diverse and resilient Appleton Room to Be Safe is hosting a monthly drop-in night for LGBTQ plus adults, which will have social connection, fun, and resource sharing, and best of all, support. These meetings are available once a month from now through April. They are completely free and unstructured, so you can come when you want and leave when you want. If you're interested, go to wgbw.fm and click events to learn more.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at wgbw.fm.
Wisconsin beats Illinois. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers finally get a win over Illinois, 95-74. That ended a nine-game losing streak for the Badgers against the Fighting Illini. Head coach Greg Gard asked, did his players do a better job at getting rebounds, especially in the first half?
We did. You know, we tried. There was a few got away from us. Obviously, the ball bounces funny sometimes. You know, when we didn't get them, there was a group accountability that they were pretty astute in talking about what we needed to get cleaned up.
In Milwaukee, Marquette dominated Seton Hall 80-56. Cam Jones with 14 points. Chase Ross added 11. Baseball, Brewers outfielder Blake Perkins on being named a Gold Glove finalist for his performance last season.
Very grateful seeing the support from like my teammates, from the staff, recognition from my peers around the league is very cool, and it's humbling and very grateful.
That's the Brewers Blake Perkins with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. The hips don't lie, and neither does the torso. Shakira had to cancel a show in Lima, Peru last weekend after she found herself in the emergency room. The singer announced to her 91 million Twitter followers she had an abdominal issue and was not well enough to perform. According to The Hollywood Reporter, she rescheduled the show for Monday, February 17th, and is back at it. Glad it was nothing serious. Could have just been Taco Bell. The Blake Lively, Ryan Reynolds, Justin Baldoni drama is in the middle of court filings and subpoenas. During a recent appearance on CBS This Morning, Brendan Slinar Marr, who shared the big screen with Lively and Baldoni on In It Ends With Us, which is where all the controversy took place, was asked by Gayle King who he is siding with, Team Justin or Team Blake. Sklenar diplomatically answered that he is with Team It Ends With Us. Sklenar was on the show to promote the upcoming second season of Taylor Sheridan's 1923. Closer to home, he starred in Green and Gold, which was shot in Door County and is still in theaters. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wamba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans, gradually pulling out of the deep freeze here this week. A little milder today with increasing clouds and a high near 16. For tonight, mostly cloudy skies with a low near 7 above. And then on Thursday, mostly sunny, warmer still, with highs making it into the mid-20s. Right now, 2 below.
Peach Wabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome stand-up comedian Jeff Kane and writer-director of the film January, Nathan Demming, who discusses his barnstorming tour of the state. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Peach Wabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Happy. Excuse me.
Wednesday.
Not so happy.
No,
Wednesday to you.
I woke up. I thought it was Thursday.
Me too. I want to say that.
I thought. That's what I thought you were going to say.
Yeah.
I was totally thinking it was Thursday.
It is Wednesday.
Thank you, Todd.
Day,
yes.
All day.
Thank you.
All day.
Thank you, Todd.
So, yeah. I just was
warm.
Like,
okay. I'm going to sound like that old grandpa.
Yep.
I already do.
It's a little warmer out there.
I thought it was kind of cold.
It's only 22 below. Yeah. We're going to get through this. Oh, I remember one time at 39. Holy crater. It was 20 below on the 4th of July.
Yeah, right.
We went ice fishing. Yeah. Stirred some sturgeon spearing. 4 below in Green Bay, 4 below in Apton, 7 below. Grandpa was hitting it a little bit. I'll tell you, he had the juice in the back room there. Cherry Bounce. He was in the last of the closet of Cherry Bounce. But yeah, 4 below in Green Bay, 4 below in Appleton, 7 below in Oshkosh, wind chill of 22 degrees below zero. Spoke to a good friend of mine yesterday in Arizona, a friend of all of ours, Randy Wright, former Packer quarterback, who did a segment for his draft, leading up to the draft special with some of the former players. And he said he's just sitting back there. It's like 75, beautiful sunshine, and just watching all the news, the national news. It's like, oh my Lord, am I glad I'm in Arizona.
I wonder if that's going to switch. You see all the snow they're getting, the Virginia, and it's crazy how this weather pattern, even from Pensacola, I wonder if in 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 years it's going to shift.
There was somebody yesterday, they mentioned a city that like hadn't hardly ever had snow before, and they had like 4 inches of snow.
Yep.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
So anyway, it seems like we're getting through it though, right? A little bit.
Yeah, it's going to be like
winding our way through.
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, it's going to be in the low 40s, but high 30s.
Nice. Great.
Yep.
Nice. Actually, you know who I'm happy for is the ski jump is on up at Iron Mountain.
Oh, good.
That is such a cool event. People look forward to that all year long. You talk about a big social event.
But you talk about, I would never have a business where, it was just connected to the weather. There's a lot of people. Remember last year, the governor even said, we're going to give you some money to get through this.
Almost like a
snow COVID, It's like, we'll help you get through this because nobody is up at your place celebrating or snowmobiling. So this is better this year. I'm really glad that event's on too. And there's some other stuff I read that some trails are open too.
I think it was this past weekend in, I want to say Manawa, they have a snowmobile rodeo.
Okay, that's on.
Those can that one
good.
Fine. So it's Brilliant has the big event coming up this week.
That's great.
Which is great.
Birkebeiner is going on up north.
That is huge. That thing is huge. But people think, okay, the event's canceled. I don't think people understand the economics of that. I mean, just the hotels and the bars, but food trucks start going up there now, and there's sales on products, and that can, and people who rely on like country music festival, that they rely on Packer games, those are killers.
Wow.
That's not icing on the cake stuff for some people, and it's like, oh man, I told you that friend of mine that was just into snowmobile like helmets and that's tough.
Well, there's a place in Minnesota. I want to say it's Winnebagoche, where it's like one of the most famous perch fishing, ice fishing, perch fishing places in the world.
Like to buy equipment?
No, to fish.
Oh, to fish, yeah.
And I think they went 2 years with no ice. And there is a thing about how some of those people in that 2 year span had to just lock the doors of their gas station, little motel, whatever, and walk away.
I'll give them a lot of credit for a 2 year runway. I mean, you know, when COVID hit, you know, there were a lot of businesses that folded in 3 months.
It's
I don't know. I just think I went to the school where you have to have a little bit of runway in there. But so anyway, I just hope these businesses make it but it's tough to just go up there and support them without an event. You know, you really want to drive on those roads, have dinner at a supper club and then stay at a hotel. It's just, you need something more. So anyway, I hope it works for
them. Brian says here, the UP 200 dog sled race in Marquette was last weekend. I saw a video of that. Yeah. You want to talk about something cool?
Yeah.
It's right at night. You got all the lights on downtown. The streets just lined with people.
Right. That's so.
Celebrating the dogs coming in. It's just phenomenal.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of history, backstory to that. That's a great event. And, you know, I'm glad it was successful, but, you know, had it been last year, I'm not sure they had it last year.
I don't think they've had it for a few years.
Right. Yeah. Anyway, so good. I'm glad we got a lot of snow.
So anyway, today is chocolate mint day. Not a fan.
No.
Not a fan.
What?
You know, whenever people would bring in girls. Did you sell Girl Scout cookies?
I didn't, but my daughter does.
Okay. Somebody buy Girl Scout cookies at the office. Inevitably, the mint ones, by the time I got to the break room, the chocolate mint ones were the only ones left.
I like chocolate mint.
I don't know about that.
Oh, nobody likes chocolate mint.
Oh, come on.
Oh,
mint
come
chocolate
on,
chip
Todd,
no. Ice cream?
No.
Jim?
No.
Help
me out here.
No.
In a drink.
Ty, would you do me a favor first? Put your chin down.
No, I'm
please,
not.
Please.
Okay,
please.
So last night.
I want to take a picture. Sweater.
I always.
It blends right in. If you will not see the bottom of his face when it blends right in.
Or else it looks like a really long beard.
Yeah.
Every night I always set my clothes out for the next day so I don't have to go rummaging
for
stuff.
So do I. I do that too.
Yeah,
every day.
You do.
Right down to my socks.
Yeah. And so I put out the sweater last night. I'm like, John's going to mention it. John's going to mention the sweater. And he does.
But it's just funny. When your neck isn't showing, it blends like you can't believe. Like some animal.
All right, I kind of see it.
You see it now?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, a little bit.
Thank you.
I just compliments on getting your clothes out the night before.
Yes!
I would make my kids do that, and then they want to change their mind the next morning. Uh-uh. Non-negotiable. You picked it out last night.
And non-negotiable.
I just don't have time for that in the morning. There's so much to get done.
Yeah.
We said this last night. Oh, Dad, I don't want to wear this. That's, you're wearing it. I did that too, and when I
did you have uniforms at Rock Collie?
Well, no, I've seen my kids. Notre Dame had uniforms. You know, there's 40 deviations from those uniforms. 40.
Is it really?
You could different color shirts and different socks, and it's like, come on. Maybe it was.
It's 40.
Well, it's over 10. I'll tell you that.
Your socks or something. Got a text here regarding to the Marquette UP 200 dog race. Did Milton compete in it? If so, how did he do?
He loves the snow. Actually, he's not feeling good, man. I was twice last night with him. Yeah, 2:30.
Wow.
4 o'clock, yeah.
Okay.
Went outside, scratches the door, so he's not just eating something. Yeah, I feel bad for him. He's a little off today, so anyway.
Maybe he got into some chocolate mint.
You know what? He would he got into something, I know that. Yeah. And dogs love ice cream. So
all right. Tug of war day, airboat day.
I knew you would like that.
Airboats?
Is that Gentle Ben thing?
Yes. And our guy has one, Tom Drzwicki.
Oh, yeah.
On his recovery, on Bay Shore Recovery.
Sure does.
I would love to go out with him someday on that thing. I think that'd be so much fun. Iwo Jima Day. Wow.
That's 80 years ago.
Iwo Jima. That was really, really something. This is when it all began. U.S. Coast Guard Reserve birthday. All right. To our fellows from the Coast Guard Reserve, John Kramer. Love Teaching Week.
Love teaching. Why a week?
Love teaching week.
for me.
Oh, you're a teacher.
I love teaching every week.
Okay.
So we celebrate. So we get a gift every day. You guys are behind 2 days already. Love teaching week. It's not love teaching day. It's love teaching week.
Yep,
week. 5 days.
Mm. Of adoration.
Right. To teachers.
Chocolate covered cherries.
And or chocolate mints. Yep. Mm. That's a good thing. I haven't.
If your teacher sucks.
Yeah.
So no. Happy birthday, Justine Bateman. She was kind of a little hottie.
Yeah. Have you seen her lately?
No.
So she's one of those actresses that have gone kind of all natural.
Okay.
And so people
as have said, I have as a man.
Absolutely and rightfully so. But she literally
okay. She went natural. He let himself go. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. Let's continue.
It's all in the syntax.
I just want to, you know, keep our listeners
so
informed.
She's taken some abuse because she's not having surgery done. She's right. Not doing any of that. And she's aging, right? Like we all do at, what is she, 59? Right? So she's basically said, you know, is what she said. This is who I am, and I'm happy with it. So good for her.
Yeah.
What is she? Does she still act?
I think she does a little bit of stuff, but not a lot.
All right. Seal is 62. Is he still with?
I don't know. Heidi Klum. I'm not sure.
Okay. Jeff Daniels is 70. Smokey Robinson still around 85. Nice. Terry says mint chocolate chip cookies and ice cream are the very best. Mino, the best. Terry, I humbly disagree, my friend.
Yeah, no.
I like when it.
When we made grasshoppers, you can put in a piece of, like a chocolate mint square.
When I make grasshoppers, I don't do that.
What do you mean?
I've never made a grasshopper in my life. I've never made a grasshopper.
Whatever, all right.
When I pour a shot of Kessler's.
That can work, too.
Pour a shot? When I take a Kessler's. Shot,
yeah. So there you go. Smokey Robinson, one of the all-time greats.
Oh, yeah.
One of the all-time great voices of all time. Original Motown guy. Fantastic. Love him. But we got a good show today. We got Michael Friedman from Simple Life Hospitality in the house talking about if you want to rent your house out for the draft. We got Hannah and Breeley and Terry. Hannah and Breeley
are going to be great.
Skaters. Right?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. And remember we had them in last? Not them.
Yeah.
Not those two, but those just young, super athletic.
Oh, hang on.
Uh-oh.
Skaters.
He's taking his headphones. Yeah, it'll be great because Disney on Ice is going to be at the Rush Center, and we're going to give away two pair of tickets for Thursday's show.
Yeah,
later this morning.
That if you haven't been to a Disney show on ice,
how he wants to give
this
away
is
the
for
tickets.
Disney on Ice.
I thought that was Saturday.
No.
Fortune thing.
Yeah, no. Here's what we do. So when we have the skater, we're giving two pairs of tickets away, Todd.
One pair, I think he said.
Two pair.
Oh, good.
I mean, they're valuable tickets.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. That's a show. If you want to see a good show, that's
for the
it.
People, we can start this now. We're going to have
14
contestants.
Yep.
Okay. Just the first 14 people to text and say, I'm in, or TIX, anything like that. TIX, you qualify.
Okay.
Every one of them is assigned a number from the start to finish. We spin the magic wheel. Well, that didn't go too well.
A little harder.
Hang on. We spin the magic wheel, and it's number...
Eight this morning.
Eight. Eight's the winner.
Where's the bankrupt?
Huh?
There's no bankrupt.
Oh, we have a winner.
The winner on our show.
So,
that is
so
great.
What we're going to do is we'll get 14 people lined up between now and the time we spin the wheel.
All right.
Right? And then I will assign each person as they come in a number, and then you'll spin. You're not very Vanna White-like.
No.
I got to tell you.
You're right over here is our spinner.
Hey, you want
to
be a spinner?
That's right.
Sure. Yeah, you're a spinner.
Okay. You look the part, and you got to kind of walk. You got to walk in a little bit gracefully. You know what I mean? Like we do a little Vanna White stuff here.
Yeah.
Part of the present. You think Vanna kept her job at 90 years old
at $3 million
by just spinning or hitting numbers? Presentation.
Exactly. Right.
I think this thing's a little tight, Todd, or something.
Well, loosen it up, John.
But just put a little muscle behind it. Jeez.
I'm excited about that.
he didn't sleep last night because he gets to play with the wheel today.
Yeah, right.
Oh, man. Eric Sponholz is going to be joining us. Tori, who we love from the Press Times, along with John Kramer, who we like, are going to be here. We got a good show. Disney on Ice tickets, folks. Get your text in now. Back up this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Maggie Dawn Show.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What celebrity would you like to hug? It's International Hug Day. I wouldn't say Josh Brolin is like my favorite actor, but he's got like a quiet macho-ness to him. Actor Glenn Morshower joins us now.
My self-esteem was jolted when you did not mention me as your hugging preference.
I didn't want to rush it. I just want to see how. Let's just dip our toes in the water here and see what kind of relationship develops, shall we?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Hey, welcome back. Mine on the Mayor here. Another chilly Wednesday morning. 4 degrees below zero, Green Bay. 4 below in Appleton. 4 below in, seven below in Oshkosh. Wind chill of 22 degrees below zero, pretty much around the horn here today.
Yeah, I got something for you. I was talking to my brother last night.
One of the singer?
He's in healthcare. One of his employees was on that plane in Canada.
Oh, really?
On it. He goes, I got inside info on that. On the plane. The plane obviously flipped over. This guy was sitting over the wing. I'm like, really? You don't put him up front? He goes, no, we don't do that. Over the wing snapped off. This guy went into, he's in healthcare, and he must have been a paramedic back in the day. The guy said he just totally went into paramedic mode, unbuckling people. They had kids on that plane.
Oh, I believe it, sure.
And getting the kids out, and he could smell the fuel.
Yes, I read that.
Like, I'm not sure I would have unbuckled my wife. I mean, I don't know. I thought that was, like, really cool that he did that.
Todd,
yeah.
Remember the Seinfeld episode where they're at the birthday party with the old people and somebody yelled fire and George knocks a lady at the locker? I'm away, Grandma! Remember that? I can see that.
But that guy's been on the Today Show or whatever, and then the Times. I mean, he's been pretty good gash in his head, but he didn't do it. I think that's cool how when you're really put into a corner in fear, you go back to what's innate in you, and he just... I think that's great. I mean, what a guy to do that.
Well, I saw one of the inspectors. He said they're calling it the miracle crash or something
like
that.
That is the Hudson.
But he said the biggest miracle is that when that wing exploded, that's where the fuel tanks were.
Exactly.
And it didn't fuselage. Go inside.
That's incredible.
That's incredible.
Seeing those people, like the guy that you saw the video online, right? Where the guy was starting to film as he was walking out and stuff. They're like, shut your phone off.
Right? I know, right?
Help these people out.
I know. Got a text here from Mike Pritzel. Loud and clear at 35,000 feet, boys. You guys even sound intelligent flying above the Red Sea.
Wow.
Wow. All
right, we'll take it.
That's a good... So.
That's an awesome...
I didn't know you could send pictures and stuff when you're flying.
I think they kind of said it's okay now, right?
Oh, well, after, okay.
After 10,000,
right?
Yeah.
I think it's 10,000.
Okay.
You can turn that
looking good
on.
Mike.
Yeah, you are.
So how's he listening to us then?
On the app.
Ah, you can get that in an airplane?
Yeah. All right.
I haven't flown for a while.
Right. There's some empty seats on there.
Yeah, there are.
That's good. You little elbow room.
On its way to Dakar? No. Dubai? No. Mike, where are you guys going to first before you climb Mount Kilimanjaro?
Well, I don't know if they're going to go to Germany. I mean,
they told it. Dafar? No. Qatar?
Qatar?
I think it's Qatar. Yeah.
Okay. That's right. They're stopping there.
Yeah. Jim would go rescue Milton out of the cargo bin and leave Donna to fend for herself.
Okay.
I got to be honest with you, people. He admitted it.
No.
A little self-incrimination there.
I just hope I wouldn't.
That would be one of those things that'd be then when it comes, okay, sir, did you or did you not say? I didn't mean that. But did you say this right here? We have a transcript. Did you say this? Yes or no?
I think Jim would say, hey, Donna, you okay? I got to go get down. Yeah. At least ask. Yeah. Yeah.
I would unbuckle her and say, look, you got okay, but I'm going down to get
free
him.
Man
but,
for
yeah.
Himself.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think that pilot's got some splaining to do.
Yeah, that's what the guy
he was going
last night. Maybe, yeah, and yeah, exactly. Why did he come in so fast,
right.
Hit so hard,
right.
And this is just from one of the inspectors, just a
and,
possible.
Yeah.
He came in real, hit too hard, collapsed the right, I think it was the right landing gear.
Yeah, I think
and then that, then plus that little bit of a, or not little bit, but I mean, they were even saying, okay, 30 to 40 miles an hour. Cross them.
Those pilots,
every pilot has done that.
He's that they land in that every day. Not every day, but when that's not, they're not going to turn around for 40 miles. 60, 70, that's scary.
Right.
But, and, you know, I think there's a brotherhood or whatever, familyhood in pilots, and I don't think they want to throw the guy under the bus, but they didn't. You know, a lot of times they write it off to weather. No, oh, this kind of weather, you know, those things happen. They're like,
or they're saying, what a hero he was to save these people.
So
I haven't seen that quote yet. Yeah, I agree.
So we'll see. I mean, they've got all the, obviously, the boxes to find out, but.
I think it might be pilot error. I know. That's what they're talking about. I know.
Yeah.
Got a text here. That was an earlier photo, fellas. It is packed in the plane now, and we're only 2 hours from Qatar. Mike, good luck. Mike, I wish I could have joined you. You know what I would have been good at?
That's going to be a
great trip. Let's be honest with you. I would be good. So Mike and his wife are in charge of this thing, climbing Mount Kilimanjaro, the whole thing. But they got porters. I thought about going along because they hired people to help with stuff. I'd be the guy that'd carry their portable toilet.
I wouldn't.
I'd be that guy. Todd?
I don't know if you could do that.
Yeah, he hired a guy to do that.
No.
I know that. Oh. I just don't know if you could do that. That's a lot. That's probably a lot.
I'm responsible.
Responsible, yes, but
I would not leave it behind somewhere
and forget about it. Yeah, I told you I had that opportunity to do that, and I passed on it. But it was that or safari. The safari was great. But, that's not cheap, that trip he's taking on, because it's probably, what do you say, six people? How many people are supporting their trip?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, so I don't know about carrying that toilet. Put that on your back.
Put it on my back. Oh, I would. With my legs? Todd, with my calves?
I would just be like, just can't Todd you
just
hold
nodding.
It?
He doesn't want to get in. He's just nodding. Yeah.
Mike just texted that.
Yeah.
You carry it, you clean it. Oh.
Yeah, okay. So much for the toilet.
Okay, then tell me. They did not tell me that.
What a
beforehand.
Trip they're doing.
So yeah, I'm out.
I mean, that is a
Mike,
huge bucket list thing.
It's unbelievable.
Mike Kilman.
Get it? Bucket list.
Bucket, yeah.
Bucket.
Oh, God. Bucket. Yeah, get it. Who wrote the famous book? Was it Kipling?
Yeah, today. Right? Isn't it his birthday or something?
Kipling's? But didn't he write The Sands of Kilimanjaro? The Snows of Kilimanjaro? Who wrote that book? Was it Hemingway? Somebody wrote a book about Kilimanjaro. Mike, I'd be reading that book right now on the plane if I were you. I'm trying to think.
Yeah, I don't.
All right. Maybe Michael Freeman will know when Michael comes in.
Yeah, he knows everything.
He knows a little bit about everything.
Yeah.
He knows the Badgers are going to the Final Four. Nope. Yep. Now Michael says, no, not after last night. Nope. Michael says, all right. So anyway, once again, we got Michael Freeman, Simple Life Hospitality, folks. This is, you know, it's getting down. Was it 62 days?
Yeah. It's hole on the clock thing. All of a sudden, oh my gosh, we're going to be within 2 months.
Yeah. So if you're thinking about renting out your house or anything like that for the NFL draft here in Green Bay, Michael is coming out to answer all your questions, give you all the information you might possibly know. Hannah and Breely. Breely.
Hannah.
We'll find out when she gets here for sure.
And young Miss Taylor will be joining us with Terry Charles, PMI, Disney on Ice at the Resch. We have two pairs of tickets to give away, and we're doing it with our Spin to Win contest, which I am so excited about. Tori and John Kramer from the Press Times.
But how do you register for the Spin to Win?
Just text and say
download
text.
The Civic Media app and okay. Just
I don't
text
know that
in,
part.
And you're just your name, right? And then you're going to sign a number?
Yeah, just say TIX on it.
TIX. Right.
Yep.
TIX. First 14 people. Are we going to do it 2 days in a row or are we going to do it twice?
We're going to just do it today.
Okay,
so then we'll spin it twice.
All right. We'll do it again tomorrow, though.
No, we can't.
No, we can't. We're going to wait two pair. Here we go.
From De Pere to Suamico, 97.9 WGBW. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Short-term pain, long-term gain. That seems to be the opinion of many Wisconsin farmers as we roll towards March 1st and potential tariffs. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Wednesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. And if that's your thought, you're not alone. Other farmers around the United States are feeling the same way. Zach Webb is an agronomist in North and South Carolina, and he says the conversation he's having with growers kind of reflect the same attitude.
I was with some growers yesterday. They were talking about the reductions of to the farm bill stuff, and they were concerned about it. And I said, "Wait a minute now, read the whole article." I said, "Because a lot of that's going to be directed toward food stamps and things like that." I mean, honestly, I think most of these guys realize that this first year is going to be tough, whether it's tariffs or whatever, or reduction in spending and things like that. But I think they also realize that it's going to take us a year or two to get to where we need to be and to fix some problems that we've had.
Zach Webb, he's an agronomist in North and South Carolina. How do you feel about the potential tariffs and its impact on your farming operation? You can share your thoughts on our Midwest Farm Report talk text line. That's open anytime you have thoughts. 877-301-FARM. That's 877-301-3276. Markets are next.
When it's time to choose a residual herbicide for your soybeans, you need broad-spectrum weed control that lasts. Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides by BASF give your crop up to 2 more weeks of residual weed control, providing 50% more control than other Group 15 residuals. The long-lasting herbicide portfolio protects your soybeans from even the toughest weeds while providing a steady growing environment for the entire season. Talk to your retailer today about adding Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides to your 2025 plan. Always read and follow label directions.
Time to get back in the fields again. Whether you need high-quality used equipment to get the job done, or you have planting or other farm equipment you would like to sell, Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. To find a sales representative near you, or for a list of upcoming auctions in your area and nationwide, visit steffesgroup.com. That's S-T-E-F-F-E-S group.com, your auction leader.
Barrel cheese on Tuesday dropped a quarter of a cent to 181.5. 40-pound block cheese again remains unchanged, but AA butter gained 3.25 cents on the day to 241 a pound. As we start our Wednesday trade session right now, December new crop corn unchanged at 478. November new crop beans are up 2 at 1060. July new crop wheat currently 2.5 cents higher, 632.5. The March Class 3 milk that goes into cheese, 3 cents lower right now, 1957 a hundredweight. I'm PM Yonke.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Gradually pulling out of the deep freeze here this week. A little milder today with increasing clouds and a high near 16. For tonight, mostly cloudy skies with a low near 7 above. And then on Thursday, mostly sunny, warmer still, with highs making it into the mid-20s. Current temperature, 4 below.
Matt Nair on air.
Oh, Randy Manor is here.
What can you do about this? Focus on what you can impact. Find the courage to speak up to your elected official. If you are silent, then your elected official at the local, state, or federal level will think you completely agree.
Yes.
Whatever it is you're doing.
Silence equals acceptance.
Correct.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
Elon Musk putting in so much money that it drowns out other people's voices to decide who our next Supreme Court justice is. Whether or not you're going to vote Republican or Democrat or Schimmel or Crawford, your voice is getting drowned out by Elon Musk, a guy who has no business in Wisconsin. And you don't think that Brad Schimmel is going to be in Elon Musk's pocket? It's going to affect us in Wisconsin.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. Pat Kreitlow of Up North News Radio and Trigby Olson of the Lincoln Project join me to review the election results of the DPI secretary's race and more.
Be with us.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Incumbent Jill Underle and challenger Brittany Kinzer won Tuesday's primary and will face off in the spring election to determine who will lead Wisconsin's Department of Public Instruction. While the race is officially nonpartisan, Democrats have been supporting Underle while Republicans have been backing Kinzer. Jeff Wright, the superintendent for Sauk Prairie School District, was challenging Underle on Tuesday's ballot, but lost. Underle and Kinzer will face off in the April 1st general election, and the winner will help set education policy throughout the state. In local races, incumbent John DeMille and former Assemblymember Gordon Hintz will advance to the April 1st ballot for Winnebago County Executive. In Appleton, Adrian Stancil Martin, and with only 6 votes separating him from Leslie Vogel, Stuart Brehm, will compete in the April ballot for the Appleton District 11 Common Council seat being vacated by State Senator Kristen Dossler-Offheim. In the Green Bay Area Public School Board race, incumbents James Lyerly and Rick Crossan will advance, along with Jeanette Nill, Katie Gentry, Alex Minot, and Elliot Christensen. In the Wrightstown School Board primary, incumbents Melinda Lemke and Jeff Nelson advance, as do Jonathan Curtis and Amber Cox. The spring general election is April 1st. Give Big Green Bay is a 24-hour fundraising campaign starting at noon today. Give Big Green Bay highlights the work that nonprofits do in every corner of the community, and more than 50 organizations, from the arts to veterans, to children's organizations, to animals, to cultural groups, will raise funds and awareness. Over the past 7 years, the event has raised over $13 million for local nonprofits. For information, visit givebiggreenbay.org. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
Ready. While the teams get ready to choose their top draft pick, you can help Mino and the Mayor choose their top craft pick.
Northeast Wisconsin is home to amazing breweries, wineries, cideries, and distilleries, and we need your help picking the best.
We've drafted 10 of our favorites, but which local craft beverage creator will go to number one? That's up to you. Mino and the Mayor's top craft pick. Drafting Northeast Wisconsin's finest one sip at a time. Details coming soon. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 and 96.5 FM, WISS in Oshkosh and Appleton. And, of course, 1590 AM and 1100 AM, and of course, the Civic Media app. Todd, do we get 14 contestants yet?
Not yet. We'll keep doing that throughout the morning.
Okay. 14 contestants we're looking for. We're doing our spin to win wheel, and we're giving away tickets to Disney on Ice.
We have 2 pair this morning. We'll give those away later on. Here's how you qualify to play along. You got to text us this morning using the Civic Media app. If you haven't downloaded that, do that now. Choose WGBW or WISS. Text the word ticket or ticks or hey, I want to be in. We'll align you. We'll align you with a number, and then John will be Vanna White later on this
morning.
Well,
I think we're getting your assistant.
Rachel's going to do it.
Rachel's going to do it. Rachel,
I'm not. Is it even going all the way around one time?
Rachel.
It sure is.
Yeah. Okay. It is. Yeah. It is. Yeah.
It is. Okay. You done playing? All right. Michael?
Hi, Jim.
Hi, Michael.
Hi, John.
How are you, buddy?
I'm great. Good. It's good to be here.
Good to see you.
We want to talk to you about the NFL draft and the summer coming up and how you can rent your homes. But before that, we were talking about some other things. You are on your way. We just had some guests in here that are on their way to Tanzania to climb Mount Kilimanjaro, which is it's an 8-day event. You're heading over to see the pontiff.
Yeah, well, not...
He's kind of sick.
Not, yeah, he's pretty sick. He's pretty sick, but yeah. No,
you're going to 88?
Yeah.
And pneumonia?
Double.
Yeah, double pneumonia.
Yeah, I think, you know, I don't know if he needs it, but he may need some prayers. And he didn't look good, you know what I mean, in terms of...
He looked very tired last time I saw him on TV.
You know, and that's a good gig. He could step us, you know?
Gig? Yeah. Well...
You don't have to...
That would be a good gig.
You don't have...
I mean, other than no sex, it's not like that. And you got to go to church all the time. Other than that, that ain't a bad gig.
You don't have to be a priest to become the Pope.
That's true, but I'm not really going over there for
okay,
that.
Okay, all right. So. I just didn't know if you're going to put your name in.
No. I'll put my name in to be the Pope.
How can you be the Pope?
You would look good in that robe.
I texted my wife yesterday because we've been in the Sistine Chapel. I said, tell that guy to start.
Can a Jewish Buddhist be the Pope? I don't know if that's allowed,
I think it is.
But I was surprised we left Italy, you know?
Yeah.
Went down to Argentina and got this guy. Well, we'll never have an American Pope.
No. They're going to climb a mountain. I'm going to see a friend of mine in Rome and Sicily.
Talk about this house, though.
Yeah, so we're going to stay, actually. I'm going to stay at a villa in Rome. He has a company called Soretti Residences that manages just ultra-high-end luxury residences. And so we're going to stay at a new villa he picked up there, and it's $20,000 a night. Now, we're staying for free.
Now, you're sending us some pictures.
Well, I'll send pictures. And actually, I think I'll try and call in one time, either next week or the week after when I'm in Sicily.
Awesome.
Now, I won't be climbing Mount Etna, but I will have it in the background with a big glass of Chianti in front of me.
You can tell us you climbed it.
I just got back.
No sweat.
No.
When you have
that
Chianti, what are you going to have with it?
Oh, I'm going to have some cheese.
No. Come on, bread. Michael. You're going to come on this show. You got to...
What?
Todd, tell him what he's going to have with his nice Chianti.
Oh,
some
God.
Fava beans,
Some
right?
Fava beans.
I ate his liver. And some fava beans with a nice Chianti.
That is a good movie.
One of the all-time greats.
You know, I thought of you because, you know, the last time we chatted, I was headed out to Sundance.
That's right. Film festival.
So Kevin Costner did not show that week, but I did run into, we're talking about movies. I did run into and met Harvey Keitel on the street.
Very cool.
Of my favorite movies, where he's the wolf and Mr. White, and Reservoir Dogs and Pulp Fiction.
Phenomenal.
Two of the great movies of all time.
Phenomenal. And actually, he had a pretty good line, a couple of good lines in Taxi Driver.
Yeah, that was good, too.
You looking to me.
Yeah, so
and
then we saw who else did we see? We saw who's the guy? Robert Downey Jr. He was in a bar.
Cool.
We saw him there, and then golfer Bernard Langer.
Yeah,
so very it was fun.
How were the films?
Good. We saw some very interesting animated films, and it was a good time. So it was a good break, and and only bad thing about it is the guy we were staying with got COVID, and I ended up getting COVID, and you know. But beyond that, it's okay.
Wow,
sounds like you've got a cough too.
Yeah, okay.
As you say that,
you know, that is kind of come. There's a little bit of that coming back. That COVID, it's not as it's much more mild than it was. You know, 3-4 years.
I don't know. Some people are getting it and getting like sick for like a week, 2 weeks.
Really?
Right? That flu slash.
Yeah, mine turned into mine. COVID was mild, but then it turned into a mild case of pneumonia. I still have the cough a little bit, but I'm feeling really good. So I'm feeling good about that.
Yeah, because you don't end up like that other guy.
No, not the Pope.
Let me ask you this.
Sorry, God.
When you go to a place like that, a $20,000 a night place.
Yeah.
I mean, can you give us some ideas of who? I mean, is it like a chic?
Do
those guys on the Beefeater Gin? Wait, you know, the guys with the Beefeater Gin, they have those. You know, the things that the guys that guard the Pope.
The guys
that guard the Pope, right? They're in those colorful.
The beef eaters?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought those were the guard the Queen.
They do guard the Queen, by the way.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, he has, what does he have? He has something else. I don't remember.
Don't the Pope
it's
guys.
It's not a beef eater.
I think they look like the guys, they base this on the guys from The Wizard of Oz.
What?
Remember the witches going,
come on. I don't think the Pope's bodyguards were based on the Wizard of Oz.
No, the Wizard of Oz based those guys on the Pope's things.
Oh, that's true.
That's
very true.
I think I read that somewhere, and I'm not even lying about that.
The Beefeaters do guard the Tower of London, that whole thing.
Yeah.
So that's what they, yeah.
Okay, and what are the Pope's guys called?
Look up the Swiss guards. If those guys aren't on the bottle of Beefeater's gin.
And look like the guys in the Wizard of Oz.
Oh, no, Jim. These guys look like clowns. I'm not kidding.
Which
guy? Hold on. I'll show you.
He's saying the Pope's guys look like clowns.
They do.
Okay, you guys, we're kind of talking about somebody that has a little bit more power than us.
It's okay, but he has
more connections.
Listen.
More connections.
If they look like clowns, they look like clowns. Let me throw this up on the screen for you guys.
Okay, I just remember. Okay, maybe I was.
So to go back to your question about the villa.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the villa, I mean, it's obviously quite beautiful, but it's, you know, it attracts a lot of the soccer stars in Europe.
Oh.
Yeah, political figures, celebrities.
Is it on the water?
No, it's actually in a neighborhood very close to the Coliseum. So I've never been there. So I'm looking forward to seeing it, and it should be a lot of fun.
That is very touristy. So I think as a rental, he probably does pretty well. I mean, the Coliseum, everybody has to go there.
Yeah, and it's obviously a unique property. But, you know, when you think about it, I mean, we just have this new home of ours over on the west side of Green Bay that we did a news story on last week. Which is going to be $15,000 a night for the draft.
Oh, that's right.
Now, whether we get that or not, that's another story. Right. But it is a beautiful home, 8,000 square feet. It has a sauna in it and some really, really nice features. So, you know, those homes do exist out there, but they're so, you know, it's such a unique property. The guest that you're trying to find is in such a small pool. But when you find them, money is really no object.
So we're talking with Michael Freeman, who obviously is the owner of Simple Life Hospitality.
Okay, Todd. Just put up a picture of the Pope's guys.
Yeah.
Okay. Pretty cool.
Todd, if you can find a picture of the Wizard of Oz guys, I think it's going to be really close. Like the weapons they're carrying.
Okay, the weapons would be.
I think that's exactly what they carried.
It's like a spear.
But those, you're going to see a ton of these guys when you're over there.
Yeah, I've been to the Vatican before, and I mean, Sistine Chapel is
unbelievable.
It's incredible.
It's just, the Coliseum, you got to be a little bit careful there because there's guys walking around with fighters.
Say
it again? Guys in uniforms, like the gladiators and the fighters. They walk around and you get your picture with them and they want 20 bucks. 20 bucks, not a dollar or two or five. 20 bucks. Guys like 20 bucks. I would give you 20 bucks.
Well, you got to understand something, though. That happens to me all the time when people want pictures with me at a bar or something.
Well, but, I recently
you
watched.
You got to draw a line.
And if you have
okay, Todd, do you see it?
So we'll go back and forth on the stream.
Yeah. You see their weapons? Look at their weapons. Look at their weapons. Okay, now go back to the Wizard of Oz guy. See that weapon?
I don't know.
That's what it's modeled after.
Everybody walks around with spears.
Not like that.
That's not
like that.
No.
And look, the really colorful costumes.
That's not good. Those are bland. They're gold.
I'm just saying.
I'm just waiting for those guys, the Pope's guys, to start doing, what do they call that? Like mimes? You know, stuck in the box, against the wind.
Wait a minute. We got Rachel, who's joining us today. Rachel? Yeah.
Hi, Rachel.
Did you model the color of your hair after those guys from the Pope's thing?
I did.
It's close.
It is close.
I don't know. That's pretty.
It's so funny when I walked by the window today and I stopped for it, did like a double take, like, what does Todd have on today? And then I realized, he has a guest.
We got a text in already this morning. Who's sitting next to you with that beautiful hair? So they like it.
Oh, they can see it already?
Oh, yeah.
Tell them thank you. Yeah. Oh, it's her.
All right. Put a little more color
into it. But speaking real quickly of the Pope, if you haven't seen Conclave, talk about movies. It just won some British Academy Awards, and it's about with Ralph Fiennes, and it's about when the Pope dies and how they go to the conclave, the conclave, and how they pick a new Pope. It's a great movie. It's done very, very well.
Can you imagine that? I mean, so they take the Cardinals. How many? And you can't go if you're over 70.
Yep. Which,
and so I don't know how many people go over there. It's not that many.
I have
probably
no
60,
idea.
70, 80. Yeah. Dolan goes over there. They're just all wearing their finery. It is me. I got a sign. It's me. They're all lobbying for themselves, right?
Oh, no question.
Nobody's going to vote for somebody else.
But can you imagine? Okay, nowadays it's more.
It's tied. Everybody got one vote.
But now it's worldwide, isn't it, to vote?
Yeah.
They come in from all over the world.
That's what I mean.
The Italians, they all walk there. But
I know, but what I'm saying is, can you imagine?
What, we got four guys over
50
there?
50 years ago when it was all Italians?
Oh, yeah.
A bunch of hot-headed Italians.
Well, the Medici family controlled all of that.
Oh,
I mean, they controlled who became the Pope and who didn't.
Johnny, I don't know if it was so much the Italian tempers arguing. I think it was more they were cutting deals.
Oh, I believe that.
They were cutting.
Let me tell you something.
One of those boats.
You give me your boat.
Exactly. A lot of land.
Watch.
You're gonna wear that big hat.
Watch Conclave. Stanley Tucci's in it, who I love.
Oh, I love
him. Great actor.
I love his TV show. Food in Italy, traveling in around. Italy.
But watch it, because you talk about cutting deals. This movie is fabulous about that.
I'd like
to see very
that.
Interesting.
Actually, you want to know another historical one based on fact? But a dark comedy is when Stalin, or was it Stalin or Khrushchev or Gorbachev? When one of the main, I think it was Stalin, when he died. You want to talk about a bunch of guys literally killing each other for that spot in Russia? It is a great movie.
Oh, jeez. We got to transition from the Pope to the Wiz. Yeah. I'm staying away from this.
Greatest movie ever.
I'll agree with that.
I love this movie.
I'll ever.
Yeah, it's a great movie.
Ever.
For 1939.
Yeah. Isn't it amazing?
One of the best.
Ever. Michael Friedman from Simple Life Hospitality is here. We're giving away some Disney on Ice tickets in a little bit. Stay with us.
to us.
We're off to see the wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz. We hear he is the Wizard of Wiz, if ever a Wiz there was. If ever, oh, ever a Wiz there was, the Wizard of Oz is one. Because of the wonderful things he does. We're off to see the wizard.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on air.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What celebrity would you like to hug? It's International Hug Day. I wouldn't say Josh Brolin is like my favorite actor, but he's got like a quiet macho-ness to him. Actor Glenn Morshower joins us now.
My self-esteem was jolted when you did not mention me as your hugging preference.
I didn't want to rush it. I just want to see how. Let's just dip our toes in the water here and see what kind of relationship develops, shall we?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Inflation has to go down. How would you suggest your president address that? He's not talking about the cost for Americans. Hell, everything he's doing seems to going to increase the cost for Americans, starting with trade wars with Canada and Mexico. So if there is something positive out of this administration, let me know what it is. I would absolutely give credit where credit is due if I see it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mind on the Mayor here, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 and 96.5 FM, WISS. And, of course, the Civic Media app. And don't forget AM, 1590 and 1100 AM. It is still cold out, folks. 4 degrees below zero in Green Bay, 6 below in Appleton, 8 below in Oshkosh, and a wind chill of 22 degrees below zero. How are things in Madison, Michael Friedman from Simple Life Hospitality?
Good. Not as much snow, but just as cold. So yeah. I've been up here the last day or two, so it's been it was chilly this morning when I headed over here. It was really cold.
So given you weren't in Madison, did you tune in to the governor's State of the State
I did address? I did not. I was listening to the Badger game.
Well,
I did not hear what Mr. Governor Evers had to say.
Oh.
Well, Michael, we got to talk about Simple Life Hospitality. You know, one of your clients is sitting right here in the studio with us.
Yep.
Just in general, I mean, we're talking about, 62, 63 days?
We're getting really close, and we're obviously getting really busy. We have, recently just kind of curtailed taking on new homes just because, you know, it takes permitting time.
Turnaround time.
And really focus now on our guest acquisition and finding guests. We actually are taking a new home on.
Okay, over can I just jump in? Something people don't understand. I mean, you saw this firsthand, Jim. I mean, you got to get inspectors, you got to get this. I mean, there's a turnkey operation.
No. On-site inspectors. It's not like you call in or do it online. They have to come over to your house. And then there's a chance, probably better than not, that they're going to find something that needs to be done.
Potentially, yeah. And obviously, we want to make sure we're doing a great job of getting the right homes, which we feel we've got an excellent portfolio of properties now. Beyond just our regular leisure homes that we rent out, you know, for the season, like leisure season. But now we've added some homes here in Green Bay. I was just at one of our newest regular Green Bay Packer homes, but it's also a draft house called Nitschke Nook yesterday. Great house within walking distance of Lambeau Field.
Nitschke Nook. I like
and
that.
It's really a cool house. We'll have to do a remote there someday.
That'd be great.
But we did take on a new home in Shawano Lake. mistake yesterday, but you know, it sleeps 15, but it's, you know, 45 minutes to the stadium. It's really not that bad. But you know, beyond that, we're really not taking any more homes. Our focus now is finding guests. And you know, one of the interesting things that we do see is we're getting a lot of guests inquire companies who maybe aren't staying in the Green Bay area because there isn't any homes available, or per se, they book something somewhere else. But now corporations looking to rent those houses out for their employees to, you know, use as a place to kind of come and crash.
Sure.
Use the bathrooms, you know, have food, whatever, rest. Yeah, yeah. Awesome. During the draft. So corporate housing even is a big thing, part of it now.
And I saw the communities. I mean, now you can probably sell a little bit of the sizzle now. I mean, like Manitowoc is in Appleton. There free shuttles from Door County, which I thought was great.
That, yep. You know, the guy, I didn't know that.
The guy that was on our show a couple times, he does the jazz festival, the blues festival. You know, the guy from Door County that does the blues festival, he was on TV talking.
He's not from Door County. He's from Marinette. Sean?
Oh, Sean.
It's Marinette. Yeah. It wasn't Door County. It was Marinette.
Marinette. Sean puts on the blues festival.
Okay, yeah, yes. Sorry about that. Marinette, sorry, Sean. Marinette has free shuttles.
Oh!
So you stay up there, enjoy the ambiance up there, and then come in. They'll shuttle you back and forth. Yeah. Which is, that was a cool thing. Manitowoc is just really, really promoting restaurants, and they've got some restaurants to promote.
And they should, you know, and it's what we're seeing now that the Super Bowl's over and, you know, you're really starting to pick up. It's starting to amp up. People are, you know, making plans to, when are they going to come in? Are they going to come in for the full week? Are they going to be here just for a few days? And so making those types of plans. So we're starting to see that buzz. It's obviously picking up, and it will pick up, you know, exponentially in the next few weeks.
And there was a meeting Monday. The communities are starting to step up a little bit more, you know, on what they're doing. So what's going to happen on downtown?
Yep.
You know, Broadway had something yesterday, right? But I think it's, you know, like John said, 60 days is not a long time.
No, it's not.
Especially if you want to get sponsors, or if you need to do some infrastructure
things.
Get that ready.
It's not. And, you know, and with all the snow we have, I mean, you know, it'll be interesting to see what happens in April. I mean, I'm assuming most of it will be melted, but, you know, another storm or two, but you never know. And it'll be interesting to see how that all plays out. But
I will say, you know, somebody brought up a point to me, though, too, because I was emailing somebody back and forth on this little group thing. But, somebody said, okay, that's true about Green Bay, could have a blizzard.
Yeah.
Could have. But you know what? They're not going to have a hurricane. They're not going to have a tornado. They're not going to have an earthquake. They're not going to have a major fire. You know what I mean? Right. It's like, of all the bad things that could happen, I'd say snow is about the least bad.
That we can manage that. I think, though, we're talking about, if it does snow, how can you maybe turn that into money? And you can't get a whole bunch. No, but just think about this. This is a great idea. I came up with this, Johnny. I was, you know.
I'm sure you did.
I know. I'm not cutting in on this. I'm just telling you.
There goes my retirement.
You need a pool of workers that if you don't call them in, they're not going to be mad. You don't have to give them $10 calling. So where are you going to find a pool of workers?
Wait a minute. Didn't you start up the program?
Okay. That's what I'm going to talk about.
Okay.
And if you need them, you call them. Right down the block here, man.
Huber.
Yeah, Huber Jails. You say, look, you guys come out. Talk to the judge for every
absolutely.
If they shovel, they get a week off their sentence. It's great, judge. It'd make the city look good, and make you look good, and it'd make, you know, these guys get a week off their sentence. Yeah, it's DUIs. Check. It's not any really
right. No violent.
No. And then you say, I need 100 guys. Deploy them with shovels.
Boom.
Yeah, there's. I mean, it's starting now. I mean, if you think about it, because we are only 60 plus some odd days away. You know, they're going to start, I heard they're going to start closing streets in the next few weeks.
Okay.
Because, if you think about what they have to build.
Yeah.
For the draft.
I was wondering, that's the one thing we're talking about that we still haven't, unless I'm just missing it, the actual physical layout of where.
I don't think they know still.
They haven't released it yet.
Okay. I don't think they've physically released it.
I think it's a good idea to close the streets now because people are going to be
absolutely
mad.
And you know
and
what?
They'll be over it.
No. There will still be that guy. Who's chromosomally not removed, far removed from me. What the hell's going on?
Well, we're hoping you guys settle down.
This has been closed for 2 months.
that's what they're
nobody
about.
Told me.
Yep.
Michael Friedman, Simplice Hospitality, back at us.
From you, I drift away. I pray that you are here to stay.
From Hobart. Boulevard to Bay Settlement, 97.9 WGBW. Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
Joining the revolution this week, we've got WISDEM's chairman, Ben Wickler. Be sure to tune in.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot. Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was when they moved the camera. Whenever it's like the red alert. The,
right.
Yeah. That was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like.
Right. Lean left. Great. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Severe weather across the southeast. Millions under snow watches. ABC Chief Meteorologist Ginger Z with more on what's happening along the Virginia, North Carolina coasts.
We still have warnings up from Norfolk and Hampton Bay, Newport News, down to just north and east of Raleigh. And that's where the heaviest snow today is going to fall, but there will be ice concerns on the southern side of it. That's going to come through the afternoon
elsewhere,
and evening.
Elsewhere, a polar vortex has taken over from Montana to South Texas. Bismarck, North Dakota, hitting minus 39 degrees early yesterday, breaking the record set there in 1910. Ukraine's president says President Trump is living in a Russian-made disinformation space as a result of his administration's discussions with Kremlin officials. Volodymyr Zelensky talking about the president's comments blaming Ukraine for